In Jakarta today, supporters of Indonesia's President Abdurrahman Wahid launched an assault on the parliament building, but were beaten back by police. One protester was reported killed, several others wounded. Parliament is expected to formally endorse a special session to consider impeachment charges against Wahid, the nearly blind Muslim cleric who was elected less than 2 years ago. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
Indonesia's embattled president today came a step closer to being removed from office, after the country's two largest political parties called on parliament to go ahead with a special session to vote on impeaching him. Both Golkar and the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP, agreed it was time for such a vote. Together, the two parties control a majority of seats in parliament. Their statements today make a special impeachment session a near certainty. PDIP was the leading vote-getter in parliamentary elections 19 months ago, and its leader, Vice President Megawati Sukarnoputri, had been expected to be chosen president at that time. But she lost out to the wily Wahid and had to settle for the vice presidency. Should the president be forced from office, the job will automatically become Megawati's. Wahid has in recent weeks offered Megawati more power in exchange for her support for him to stay on as president, but she has so far declined. President Wahid has also threatened to declare a state of emergency if parliament goes ahead with its plans and warned of dire consequences for the nation if he is removed. Today in parliament, PDIP member Sofan Sofian chided President Wahid for inflaming an already tense situation.
The president's statement that there would be five regions that would declare their independence if he were forced to step down, and that the whole country would then disintegrate, those statements are irresponsible for a man whose job it is to abide by the law and guard the unity of the country.
The decision by the two main parties to move ahead with a special impeachment session comes despite the fact that President Wahid on Monday was cleared by the Attorney General of any involvement in two corruption cases that had formed the basis for the two censure motions passed against him. But the opposition at this point seems more concerned with Wahid's erratic style of governance than any alleged involvement in financial scandals. This makes the president's supporters, and there are still many, angry. Wahid supporters today converged on the capital, bussed in by the thousands from the president's political power base in East Java. Many wore pro-Wahid headbands, some carried sharpened bamboo sticks as they made their way from the presidential palace to parliament. Some speakers demanded that the president dissolve parliament, accusing legislators of being provocateurs, even traitors, trying to remove the president through extra-constitutional means. And they vowed to fight, if necessary, to keep President Wahid in office. Ahmad Dahlan, a soft-spoken 19-year-old in a T-shirt and jeans, came here from Pasuruan in East Java.
My kiai, my religious leader, told me to come here to defend the president and our constitution. If they decide on a special session and my commander tells me so, then I am ready to use force and even die, if necessary, to defend our president.
The threat of violence from Wahid supporters is one that's been hanging over Jakarta for some time now. Many analysts speculate the president might be using it in an attempt to stay in power. Violence has already broken out in East Java in the past few days. Yesterday, as parliament prepared to convene, thousands of Wahid supporters rioted in East Java, burning offices of opposition parties and two churches, as well as blocking roads. Today, the Indonesian military sent an additional 500 troops to Pasuruan, the area worst hit by the violence, which is continuing for a second straight day. Should parliament go ahead with its plan to hold a special impeachment session, which now appears certain, no one knows for sure, with thousands of Wahid supporters now waiting outside parliament, what they will do. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.